Ladies and gentlemen, G5 Radio. We are here with the Dynamic Duo, of course. Teacher extraordinaire, sometimes PIMP, Mr. Cortez. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good evening. How are you folks doing out there? Long time no hear.
Yes. We doing good, sir. Well, what's going on with you?
Not much, man. Just handling, getting ready for spring break. You know, it's about same old, man. You know, nothing new about everything. You know, just waiting for spring break.
Okay, that's good. And also the gentleman on the G line right now is calling from where?
Elkins Park, PA.
Hallelujah! I will take a sip to that. And that is Mr. GPS. Good evening, sir.
Going on, folks.
All right. But before we get started, I wanted to say, give a congratulations to my frat brother, Ariel, because he is officially a daddy. His newborn came last Friday, if I am correct, born at 2:37 in the morning, and the name of the little one is Anastasia Julia Arnau. So congratulations to my frat brother, Ariel. And, of course, the lovely wife and the little munchkin. And all I got to say, bro, and these two guys here can attest to it, the first thing you get ready for is two words, diaper duty. There's a whole lot of shitting going on. So you best get ready, man. The clothespins and all. Any advice, gentlemen, for my frat brother, Ariel?
A lot of incense.
A lot of incense? Really? Oh, God.
I'm trying to tell you.
Well, please, break it down.
These kids smell.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Don't tell me you buy, like, what, a few packs of incense back in the day?
Because. Laid up about 5 or 6 at a time.
Jesus, God. Okay, well, Mr. Cortez, did you have that same type of... And you're still a DIT. Yeah. You're a DIT still. You're a daddy in training.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm still changing diapers and everything. Because we never used a diaper. You talking about a diaper genie, man. We never used a diaper genie, bro.
Diaper genie? What the hell is that?
Diaper genie is supposed to, you put the soiled diapers in there. It's supposed to suppress the smell of the diapers.
No, really?
It's supposed to, man. We never got that far with it.
A diaper genie does that? I thought that's a Glad Force Flex. You could do the same thing with a Glad bag. Just make sure.
That's why we never bought a diaper genie, because I didn't see the point of it. Because they were like, you need to get a diaper genie. You're going to be changing soiled diapers, and we never got it.
Oh,
and, you know, I mean, it depends. It depends on your, you know, each baby has his own, you know, bowel setup.
Oh, maybe. So, yeah. But that, you know, diaper duty is a big thing. So I'm telling you, Ariel, you're going to just remember, these are the most wonderful times of both of your lives, you and the missus. So, you know, there's a lot that you're going to learn and very fast. And,
ain't gonna get no sleep, man. I'm telling you now, bro. Ain't gonna get no sleep, man. There'll be a lot of stuff going on in the first couple of months.
Oh man.
It's worth it.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. In the future, you'll say, I made it through. So once again, you know, congratulations to my frat brother Audio.
We'll be right back.
get into this one story that I saw here in the NY Daily News, and this is kind of creepy here, so I think I might need a quick little intro here. So, soundboard, if you would not mind. This goes to our peoples in Detroit. Big ups over there in the D12, up there in Detroit. But we had a problem here. A Detroit mother has confessed to killing two of her children and then eventually putting both of their bodies in the freezer. The reason why? Well, we get into it here. The mother allegedly killed her two children and stuffed their bodies in a freezer because she claimed that they were molesting a young relative. This, according to this report. The 35-year-old mother has confessed to the brutal slayings of her 11-year-old son and 14-year-old daughter, saying that she was distraught at the sexual abuse. Now, this is also reported by our buddies at the Detroit News. Now, the two teenagers were found dead Tuesday inside containers in a home freezer where the corpses were stored for more than... Wait a minute. They were stored there for more than a year? Jesus Christ. Okay. Stored for more than a year. Now, the popo over there in Detroit is not trying to confirm this report, but they're not denying it either.
That's a big-ass freezer.
Hell yeah! So,
She probably butchered those kids up, man. Probably chopped them all up and everything.
Well, you have to if you're going to put them in freaking Tupperware. So,
yeah.
That's kind of bad, man. That's really bad. But now the news outlet's saying that the disturbed woman, now she's a disturbed woman, who describes herself as a proud and quote-unquote loyal mom on her Facebook page, admitted to killing them in May 2014 after she found out about the molestation. But more than that, on top of that, the woman had been living not only with her two surviving children, who are ages 11 and 17, but also been living with the dead bodies at the same time. And the kids knew what the mom did. So I'm like, what am I missing here? Cortez, please break it down.
Well, man, crazy's crazy, bro.
That's true. You got that?
I hate to tell you, man. Chick is crazy.
Well, that's more than crazy. That's deranged. That's psychotic. That's like damn Jeffrey Dahmer shit, you know?
And the thing about it, in her mind, she probably feels as though she did nothing wrong, man. She feels as though she, as we say, wiped the slate clean of her actions.
I guess so. I mean, not to not stress the issue here, which was that there was some type of sexual abuse that was happening to another family member that she found out about. But at the same time, it's like, is this the way to really, like, solve that problem, to wipe the slate clean? Just chop them up and put them in the freezer?
Yeah, if you the sick and demented, man. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, this one got issues, man. We don't know what these issues may be. Plus, unfortunately, because the way, and I'm not making up excuses for Detroit, but I'm having a financial situation over there, man. They really, I think their Child Protective Services has really fell short.
I think it did more than fell short. It just fell off the damn cliff.
Yeah, because, I mean, somebody should have reported that, bro.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, to see kids are missing. You say missing, something's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's definitely a pretty disturbing. I would say this. It's just on a side note here before we get a GPS back on here to comment about this. But if there's any type of either a domestic or a sexual type of abuse that you might have heard that's happening, let's say within the family, you gotta call a hotline. Talk to authorities. I mean, you gotta let somebody know that this is happening and try to handle this the right way. I'm guessing this woman just snapped and she just did what she did, and then she terrified the other two and said, well, look, you're not going to say nothing because I'll do the same thing to you. That's what I'm guessing happened.
Yeah, I think so too, man. I agree with you on that. Crazy is what crazy does.
Right, you got that right, geez, and that's a lot crazy right there.
Mr. GPS, what's your opinion on this woman in Detroit? This woman who went choppy crazy.
Yeah, she's crazy.
I think we kind of figured that out, man.
And I really even feel bad for the kids because, you know, you've been going to school every day knowing full well the kids you just got it.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you reach in there for beef steak, chicken, fish, hell, ice cream, you got to know that they're in there, you know what I mean?
Ugh. You hear what he's saying, Cortez, right?
I thought it was a deep freezer, guys. I know it was a regular refrigerator.
I can't tell, dude. I think it said it was a custom freezer or something.
It got to be a deep freezer, man, because it can't be a regular freezer, because that, you know.
Fellas, we're missing the issue here. Whether it's a chest freezer or an upright freezer, two dead bodies in it don't matter. That should not be there.
Very true. I totally concur. I'm just looking in the story, and it says that their bodies were stuck in a freezer. Now, it doesn't say it was a home freezer. There is no picture of a freezer, so let's just assume it is a regular, let's say, storage freezer. But like GPS says, it doesn't matter. It's just the issue that they're in the freezer.
Mm-hmm. And to go to school and not be bothered by this, I mean, wow.
She was threatening those kids, man. Say you say anything, you're going to be joining them.
Yeah.
So, they, you know, fear is a powerful tool, man.
When I was just a little baby boy, my mama used to tell me these crazy things. She used to tell me my daddy was an evil man. She used to tell me he hated me. But then I got a little bit older and I realized she was the crazy one. But there was nothing I could do or say to try to change it, because that's just the way she was. They said I can't rap about being broke no more. They say I can't rap about coke no more. Slut, you think I won't choke no whore till the vocal cords don't work in the throat no more? These motherfuckers are thinking I'm playing, thinking I'm saying this shit cause I'm thinking it just to be saying it. Put your hands down, bitch, I ain't gonna shoot you. I'ma pull you to this bullet and put it through you. Shut up, slut, you're causing too much chaos. Just bend over and take it like a slut, okay, ma? Oh, now he's raping his own mother, abusing a horse, snorting coke, and we gave him the Rolling Stone cover? You goddamn right, bitch, and I was too late. I'm triple platinum and tragedies happen in two states. I invented violence, you buy venomous, buy little bitches, bang, bike it and ring, ring, ring. Chainsaw, left his brains off, dangling from his neck while his head barely hangs on. Blood, guts, guns, cuts, knives, lies, wives, nuns, sluts. Bitch, I'ma kill you. You don't wanna fuck with me. Girls need you, ain't nothing but a slut to me. Bitch, I'ma kill you. You ain't got the balls to beef. We ain't gonna never stop beefing. I don't squash the beef. You better kill me. I'ma be another rapper dead for popping off at the mouth with shit I shouldn't have said. But when they kill me, I'm bringing the world with me. Bitches too, you ain't nothing but a girl to me. I said, you don't wanna fuck with shady. Why? Cause shady will fucking kill you. I said you don't wanna fuck with shady. Why? Cause shady will fucking kill you. Bitch, I'ma kill you. Like a murder weapon, I'ma conceal you. In a closet with mildew, sheets, pillows, and film you. Fuck with me, I've been through hell. Shut the hell up, I'm trying to develop the pictures of the devil to sell them. I ain't asked to rap, but I rap on acid. Got a new blow ball and just had a strap on at it. Whoops, is that a subliminal hint? No. This criminal intent to sodomize women again. Eminem and Finn? No. Eminem on the soul. And if you ever give it to him, you give him an impulse to do it again. Then, if he does it again, you probably end up jumping out of something up in the tents. Bitch, I'ma kill you. I ain't done this, ain't the course. I ain't even drug you in the woods yet to paint the forest. A blood stain is orange after you wash it 3 or 4 times in the tub, but that's normal, ain't it, Norman? Serial killer hiding murder material in a cereal box on top of your stereo. Here we go again, we're out of our medicine, out of our minds, and we one in yours, let us in. Or I'ma kill you, you don't wanna fuck with me. Girls need you, ain't nothing but a slut to me. Bitch, I'ma kill you, you ain't got the balls to beef. We ain't gonna never stop beefing, I don't squash the beef. You better kill me, I'ma be another rapper dead for popping off at the mouth with shit I shouldn't have said. But when they kill me, I'm bringing the world with me. Bitches too, you ain't nothing but a girl to me. I said you don't wanna fuck with shady. Cause why? Cause shady will fucking kill you. I said you don't wanna fuck with shady. Why? Cause shady will fucking kill you. Know why I say these things? Cause lady screams keep creeping in shady's dreams. And the way things seem, I shouldn't have to pay these strings. It's 80 G's a week to say the same things tweets.
twice, whatever, I hate these things. Fuck shots, I hope the weed'll outweigh these drinks. Motherfuckers want me to come on their radio shows just to argue with them cause their ratings stink. Fuck that, I show radio announcer to bouncer. From that bitch to all 70,000 pounds of her. From principal to student body and counselor. From in school to before school or out of school. I don't even believe in breathing, I'm leaving air in your lungs just to hear you keep screaming for me to seep it. Okay, I'm ready to go play, I got the machete from OJ. I'm ready to make everyone's throat sing. You faggots keep egging me on till I have you at knife point. Then you beg me to stop, shut up, give me your hands and feet. I said shut up when I'm talking to you. You hear me? Answer me. I'ma kill you. You don't wanna fuck with me. Curse me. You ain't nothing but a slut to me. Bitch, I'ma kill you. You don't got the balls to beef. Me gon' never stop beef, and I don't squash the beef. You better kill me. I'ma be another rapper dead for popping off at the mouth with shit I shouldn't have said. But when they kill me, I'm bringing the world with me. Bitches too. You ain't nothing but a girl to me. Bitch, I'ma kill you. Don't fuck with shady. Cause why? Cause shady will fucking kill you. Said you don't wanna fuck with shady.
Why not?
Cause shady will fucking kill you.
I'm just playing, ladies. You know I love you.
Let's try to move on here and go with this other story that I saw here. So, fellas, let's do it. We're going to do a little update here on our racist buddy in Oklahoma. Now, you remember last episode we talked about the Oklahoma fraternity that was saying those nice little chants on the bus.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that racist motherfucker right now. Let's say that this guy is trying to feel remorse for this. What is the best way to feel remorse about this? What is the best thing to do in his mind? Well, let me just get around a whole bunch of kinfolk on a podium and apologize and see if that works. He actually did do that. So let's run into this story here. And it says that the ousted Oklahoma fraternity brother says that he's quote-unquote deeply sorry for leading a racist chant that got him booted out of school. Now, the fraternity is Sigma Alpha Epsilon, like I mentioned before in the last episode, that they have been around since like the early to mid-1800s, so they're one of the oldest frats in the country. This person, should we mention his name?
Might as well. Everybody else knows his name.
Some of these back in the 1800s.
Say that again, GPS. I'm sorry.
Black people allowed a fraternity back in the 1800s.
There was a few fraternities that were around during the 1800s. Yes, you know, these are probably one of the original ones that came out. I would have to dig back in my research, but I know they have been around since like the 1820s to 1850s. This person, his name is Levy Pettit. He made his first public appearance since the scandal and said that he was ashamed of himself and should have stopped the vile sing-along with fellow members of that fraternity. What he said was, quote-unquote, let me start by saying I'm sorry, deeply sorry.
That I got caught.
Say that again, that I got caught.
Yeah.
That's all it was. I'm so sorry I fucked up. That's all it basically was. He goes on and says, I'm so sorry for the pain that I've caused. I want you to hear that directly from me. Even though I don't deserve it, I will ask for your forgiveness. Unquote. The parents of Pettit and also the other individual have issued written apologies for the disgusting behavior within days of the incident. He was dressed in a dark suit and flanked by African-American community leaders at an assembly at the Oklahoma City Fairview Baptist Church. So of course, you know, how you try to cover your ass? Try to be down with the kinfolk. That's what it is.
Wow.
His other quote, some have wondered why I hadn't spoken out publicly, saying in his shaky voice.
The truth is that I had a mix of pain, shame, and sorrow, and fear over the consequences of my actions. I did not want to apologize to the press or the whole country until I first came to apologize to those most directly impacted. Woo-hoo-hoo.
He knows he was going to get his ass whooped. Okay? Let's play the real deal here. Okay?
But he gotta give him credit. He did go into the belly of the beast, as we may say. That's just like me going into a Klan meeting and telling them, I'm really sorry that I hate you people, but, you know, expecting to leave out without somebody hitting me.
So you kind of make that kind of a parallel comparison. Okay, I got you there. Mr.
Not that harsh of a comparison, but I find it a little disturbing, man. But I know that's the norm now, where people make racist comments, then they apologize among the people who they insulted. They have like a gigantic gathering, they apologize, so we can be like, oh man, I feel so bad for so-and-so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know, right? It's like, oh, this guy was confused. This guy was just, whatever. He was just, like you said, he was caught. That's all it was. He was caught. Mr. GPS, chime in on this one, please.
I say that he should do another video completely opposite of the one he put up there the first time.
Okay, and that would be consisting of what?
Whatever he was doing, whatever the incident was the first time.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about how much we love these other people, these other minority groups.
Okay.
Wherever they're from, whatever they speak,
mm-hmm.
however they live. I say he should make one a week because he covers at least 100 places.
Okay. Okay. I mean, that sounds interesting. You know, make an apology to basically all different cultures and everything. Make like a video or a speech or whatever. I got a better thing in mind. And when I say this, first I got to give big ups to our peoples in Cali, West Side, Compton. That's what I say. Put him in Compton. Stay there for a week, and you recite what used that chant every single day. Well, better yet, what did they do in, oh, God, remember Die Hard 2? Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember what Bruce Willis had to do?
Walk around with a sign on him. Oh, man.
Yes! Have him walk around with a sign with the chant that he mentioned and just leave him right there. Better yet, why not leave him on Crenshaw Boulevard? How far you think he'll get? I say a quarter of the block.
I say less than that, man. I say less than a quarter, man.
Woo! Mr. GPS, your opinions are well appreciated and duly noted. But don't you think that maybe it might need a little bit more of a little swift kick in the culo in this case? You really got to think about that?
Yeah, you get that too.
I mean, think of it. You walk around with a sign in the middle of Crenshaw Boulevard? Shh.
Well, why stop there?
Oh.
After we go to Crenshaw.
Okay.
Let's drop in the middle of Chicago.
Wow.
And Ryan.
Ugh. D12 up in Detroit.
Then we'll take them, and we'll run right on over and drop them right in the middle of Brooklyn.
Oh, we could do that because to Brooklyn. Better yet, why don't we take him to Detroit where that woman has got those kids in the freezer? Take him to that woman. Let's see how long he lasts. And let me put this disclaimer on. The commentary that was just mentioned is not the official opinions of the members of this show. It's just called freedom of speech. All right, I digress on it. That's my soapbox on that. But needless to say, will he learn his lesson, gentlemen?
Choice.
He's got no choice.
People know who he is now. They know who he is. I think the only issue is it's going to take a while for us to look past this, man, to be honest. Because when you go out and say things that are racist and insensitive, people remember that stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how he can be pushing 70 years old, man. Somebody still won't remember that he said that he made those inappropriate gestures and said the inappropriate stuff about black folk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're that motherfucker.
Old pirates, just a rabbi, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. All I ever have, redemption songs. Songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
Let's check out with this one piece of news here, and it's from our buddies at allhiphop.com. Do you think that Beyonce and Jigga Man are having marital problems?
Everybody is, man. I think any couple has marital problems. Everybody have issues, man.
Yeah, but, you know, everybody thinks that the relationship seems perfect, but then, of course, you know, you remember the elevator incident, the paternity suit that that got on Jay-Z.
That one with his oldest son out there.
Yep, and he has to pay. That. Yes!
Jigga what? Jigga who? Jigga what?
Yeah, my daddy. That's my baby dad. That's right.
Well, I think Beyonce was very aware of Jigga Man's reputation.
or his former lifestyle, if you want to say. I don't know if that's really, or is that too strong of a word to say?
Yeah, I mean, hey, she knew she married him. She knew who she got married to, man. I mean, just like when he married her, you know, come on, we know Beyonce before she met Jigga Man. She had her own personal thing going on with different, you know, that's just how it is in the entertainment industry.
That's true. That is true. But now, well, let's take it a step further. This is according to the assistance of Crazy Days and Nights, And you can see this in the article at allhiphop.com. Quote, unquote, I'm going to just go through this as quickly as I can. For the first time I can remember, the two lost their cool in public where at least four other diners and a couple of waiters in a private room witnessed them having a blowout fight. Granted, this only comes from two people that were in the room, but once tabloids and wallets start digging, perhaps they can get waiters to spill it. The two were at a dinner and just had an appetizers brought to the table. A bodyguard was in one corner of the room, seated at a table, looking around about mostly at his phone. Beyonce started speaking louder and louder, and Jay tried to get her to be quiet while looking around. The bodyguard started watching the scene and stopped looking at his phone, but did not get up. Things settled down when Jay whispered in Beyonce's ear. About 10 minutes later, Beyonce said something else, and whatever Jay said didn't seem to work. She shrugged her shoulders, and Beyonce started pointing at him and leaned over the table and got closer to his face and started talking louder. This Chris Rock shaking the shit out of a person is coming into play. I can smell it.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Continuing on, she said then one last thing that pushed back her chair and threw her napkin on the table before getting up and headed towards the door. She motioned for the bodyguard to follow her and walked out the door to the room, to the main part of the restaurant. By the time she got to the door, Jay had thrown literally a stack of money on the table and was chasing after her.
They always do that when they ain't paying.
Oh, he did not just say that. They always do that. They
always,
man,
do that.
Say nothing. It's like, man, we ain't gonna pay this damn bill. We're just storm out.
But see, and I need GPS's opinion on this, because something else came up on the wire this week, and I'm just wondering if there is a connection here. So, first, give me your opinions on this whole thing, Mr. Cortez. Is it just to get? Attention, or is there really some kind of an underlining issue?
I think there's probably an underlining issue going on, but I mean, we won't know, man, until somebody comes out and say something, man.
Mm-hmm.
So they are having marital problems, man. You know, hopefully they are going to try to work things out. But you know how celebrities, they don't, their marriages don't last that long, man, because the problem is they're in the public eye at all times.
Mm-hmm.
If you're married to somebody that's not famous, at least you have a little bit of privacy. But if you're married to somebody that's famous just like you, man, y'all have no privacy at all, man. A little argument can turn into like a big divorce, man.
Mm-hmm. That is absolutely true. I mean, you could just be like, look, can you please pass the... Please pass the peas. I'm like, what the fuck you mean by that? And next thing you know, it just all goes awry. You know, everything just goes nuts. But no, the reason why, and let me check. GPS, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank God, thank God. The reason why I mentioned this is because just this week, and this is kind of coincidence that this fight happened, this week, Jay-Z bought himself a penthouse that is still being erected that's going to be located at 5th and Walnut, a 37-story condominium, obviously for 37 residents, but he bought one for $28 million. Coincidence or pass the peas?
Oh, where is this? Is in New York? Is this in New York or is this in Philly?
Philly.
Maybe I'm making up excuses for the man. maybe he's working on some stuff with his old buddies out here. You got Freeway out here. You got Beanie. True. Maybe they plan on doing something.
Or maybe it could be a side joint. Remember I was saying that, GPS, right?
Yeah, but again, if he's got a side joint, hell, she could have an address up the street from you.
Mm-hmm.
Never know it.
Mm-hmm.
That you never see. He just comes in, goes out, does it mix. She's just there. That's it.
Mm-hmm. True. But I don't know. This is kind of coincidental.
That's what I would do.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but it's a coincidence though. This happening, and then next thing you know, JC just puts down $28 million on a condo that's still yet to be erected. So
I see an issue with this, man. Rich folk, they cheat, and they make it so obvious that they cheat, man. Poor people, we don't go out here and buy houses for our mistresses, man. That will not happen anytime.
No, because you wind up getting chopped up and thrown in a freezer.
Rich people, they get out here, man, and they buy houses. It's like they buy separate stuff for their mistresses or whatever, man.
Mm-hmm.
And the wives know about it and they're okay with it, man. Everybody's all happy. I'm like,
as long as those checks keep rolling in, that's probably why.
Yeah, I find it disturbing, man. That's how it is.
Yeah, I guess so. That's what Sheila E. would say. That's the glamorous life. So without love, it ain't much. We'll keep you abreast or two on the situation, because this thing is plotting. It's the plot thickens as the Dickens, as the old saying goes. So I think there's going to be more to this than meets the eye.